This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jay Cicero, President, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, and obviously the host committee of the most recent New Orleans Super Bowl. The countdown, Jay, is over. We're no longer counting days. You may be counting days in the aftermath of the Super Bowl. I'm not sure. Welcome to the show.
I'm not counting days after, I can tell you that. That countdown clock said 157 days a few weeks ago for some reason, and I just unplugged it altogether, so I didn't want to see it anymore.
Well, a lot has happened between then and now. You know, some really exciting announcements. Friday night, an announcement made by Dwayne The Rock Johnson at the WWE SmackDown, which is huge.
You know, It is huge, and it's something that the Sports Foundation, ASM Global, and the Montreal Convention Center have been working on for more than 2 years now, is that WrestleMania is coming back to New Orleans on April 11th and 12th in 2026. And it's a huge event, and we're really excited about the return.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that there are economic implications by WrestleMania that, you know, kind of in the top 10 events that people have in their respective cities. And this is bigger than most people think, right?
It's sneaky great, as I like to say. People don't realize how big it is until they see, you know, tens of thousands of fans walking through the French Quarter wearing belts and who are all in costume and are very excited about going to the Superdome or the Smoothie King Center, the Caesars Superdome or the Smoothie King Center for this event. There's people from 36 countries who attended in 2018, sold out events all weekend, and just an incredible event and a lot of fun also. That's what's different about this event, is it's less intense than, say, a Super Bowl. Nothing's as intense as a Super Bowl, but it's so much fun to produce and to be the host, serve as the host committee for this event. And have The Rock announce it Friday night live on their show, Friday Night SmackDown, and then have a press conference at 10 p.m. Friday night. Who has a press conference at 10 o'clock on Friday night? But, you know, that's WWE style. They do like to do things differently, and they certainly have the global recognition that is important to New Orleans.
And not unlike the Super Bowl, you speak from a place of experience, because this will be our third WWE WrestleMania event, WrestleMania 42, that is put on. You were part of number 30 and number 34, right?
That's correct. We bid on both events. This is our third that we bid on, and we worked together with ASM Global to host them at their facilities as well as the convention center. But it certainly has grown tremendously since 2014, which was the first year that we hosted, and then we had it in the we pitched the WWE to bring it back during our tricentennial year, and they agreed, and so we brought it back in 2018. And so, you know, to have it back in 26, 8 years is probably a little bit too long, but to have it back here in 26 is pretty cool, and just a great event that has grown tremendously since then.
So one of the things that'll be different, I think, as I was looking through the information you provided, that there's actually more nights of activities with this in 2026 than in the past.
There is. You know, 2 years ago in Los Angeles, what usually happens is a Friday night SmackDown, and then on Saturday they have some smaller events like a Hall of Fame and other type events happening. And then Sunday would be the WrestleMania at the stadium, in our case, the Caesars Superdome. And then Monday is Monday Night Raw. So, I mean, fans are here all weekend. But what they've done, what they started 2 years ago in Los Angeles, was they expanded WrestleMania itself in the stadium, in SoFi Stadium out in Los Angeles, for the Saturday, included Saturday and Sunday. So two sold-out shows, 75,000 people each night for the Caesars Superdome here coming in 2026. So they've increased the economic impact. They've increased the number of people that attend, and the merchandise sales and all the other economies that are increased because of the extra day, plus the television exposure. And the social media exposure associated with this event is like the weather. It is off the charts. I heard The Rock, when he made the announcement Friday night, say that he had a half a billion social media followers himself. So that's pretty astounding.
It really is. And this is not meant as a criticism, relative to the Super Bowl, but there's a much lower cost structure to put this event on than obviously a Super Bowl event. So, the revenue is a little easier to achieve, right?
Yeah, the expenses to attract a WrestleMania are obviously a lot lower than what a Super Bowl is. Look, the economic impact and return on that investment is a lot larger for a Super Bowl than it is a WrestleMania, but it's still, nothing compares to a Super Bowl. It really doesn't. This is, WrestleMania is more in line with a men's Final Four as far as economic impact is concerned, and again, continues to grow.
Yeah. Now, they also have made some other commitments. Is that true that they've made other commitments for other events with the city, or did I misread that?
Yeah, they'll have their fan event at the convention center. There'll be a Hall of Fame event, what's called their NXT, which is their, I guess, stands for their next a younger group that is coming up. It's called Stand and Deliver. Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, NXT, Stand and Deliver, WWE World, which is their fan interactive, much like the Super Bowl experience was here, except it's all oriented towards WWE. And there's a lot of autograph signing at that event. And then the 2026 Hall of Fame ceremony will be here also. So, the Montreal Convention Center will host most of those, but we haven't determined where some of the other events will be just yet. But yes, an expansion of overall more than just the two nights of WrestleMania.
You know, of all the events that you guys host that are just really just more familiar to your mainstream sports kind of audience, right? This one has always piqued my curiosity because of the popularity of this. I mean, they have an incredible local, loyal, I mean, following, right?
They absolutely do. And there's a lot of traveling fans that come in from all over the world. I think it was something like 36 countries last time. 77% of the fans that attended WrestleMania were from outside of the New Orleans region. They stayed an average of like 3.5 to 4 nights. Just an incredible event with a very unique stance as far as our world is concerned. Our world revolves around what we like to call Tier 1 and Tier 2 events. This is a Tier 1 event. A Tier 1 event has national or international broadcast component to it. It brings in has a significant economic impact to it, and brings in community programs that are associated with that event. So you have, you know, Super Bowls, men's Final Fours, women's Final Fours, WrestleMania, NBA All-Star Games. Events in that category are Tier 1 types of events. The USA Gymnastics National Championships coming in this next summer, which we've attracted also. That is a Tier 1 event because it has those components associated with it. So we're very proud to have it back again. We've been working on it for 2 years. It was a while we were preparing and doing all this work for Super Bowl. We were constantly communicating with WWE, and we were just pleased that The Rock came to town last week, and we were able he was able to announce it on our behalf.
No, absolutely. Folks are texting, ticket sales, when do we anticipate that hitting the market?
We don't know the exact date that they're going to go on sale. We do know that they are taking pre-orders at WWE.com. And so if there's the ability for folks to go ahead and sign up to get information, I encourage them to do that. They've had actually a turnover in ownership. I'm not sure if you realize that. You know, WWE was its own entity for a very long time, and then recently they merged and were falling now under the umbrella of the TKO Group, which owns UFC and WWE now. And so, they've had some changeover of their leadership, but the main leadership of The Rock now, who serves on their board of directors, Triple H, who's one of who's married to Stephanie McMahon, he is the creator and creative conceptualizer of all the shows and all the events, and they do like 300 events a year. That's absolutely amazing, the production that they do, and it's
crazy.
It's just an amazing fun event to watch.
No, absolutely, very excited about it. I heard there was this rumbling going on, you know, that I think we're going to get it. In fact, I asked Jay Romick about it the other day on air and put him on the spot. And he's like, I think I'm going to let somebody else handle that question. And I was like, just out of the blue, people are like, man, I think WrestleMania is coming here. So what are you talking about? I didn't know that there was this, you know, this buzz that was going on across our community about, this announcement that was going to be made. So
that's why I call it a sneaky great event. It's a sneaky great event with huge fans. They're fans that you don't even realize that are fans of it until you start bringing it up. Business leaders, elected officials, everyone out there seems to be a fan of the event. And I've become a fan of the event because not necessarily for the wrestling part of it, but the entertainment value of the production will absolutely blow you away. It is a sight to see.
I got into a conversation the other day where this individual was a big WrestleMania fan, and he starts rattling off CEOs of major companies that are like huge followers of WrestleMania. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And it's like, no, I'm telling you, because this thing is so much bigger than you think. And in its following of folks that just love the entertainment value of this.
It really is. And I don't know all the chants that everybody has and all the backstories. I know some of them.
Come on, Jay, you got to get with it. You got to get with it, brother. You got to get on that.
When you go to one of the events and you see a sea of people, you see 75,000 people doing the chant for John Cena or The Rock or some of the other big names that are talent that are involved with it, or you hear what their walkout music is, and you see the laser shows associated with it, and the video production. It makes you smile. And part of their mission is to bring smiles to people, and they absolutely do that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Absolutely. Let's pivot real quick. Aftermath of Super Bowl, I happened to drive around Dave Dixon the other day going downtown. There is still a lot of equipment that has yet to be moved in that area. The dismantling of the Super Bowl may take longer than setting it up.
It is a logistics challenge. Associated with moving in, moving out, getting everything, what you may have down on paper and what your best plan may be interrupted by, Mardi Gras and other things that are happening here.
Weather.
the only thing bigger than Super Bowl is Mardi Gras here in New Orleans.
Right.
So other events start to take precedence. And so if you don't have to move out certain things, then they can wait until the proper time to do it.
Yeah. But it just is emblematic of that this thing goes on, and all of you guys that are involved in this and the coordination, it's still happening.
It absolutely is. It is the biggest event, again, outside of Mardi Gras that New Orleans hosts. And the NFL just really proved that. They allowed us to do some very unique functions and events, like the cathedral, the special cathedral lighting program at St. Louis Cathedral, and the Cabildo and the Presbytery was just amazing to see. Certainly the Super Bowl parade was a huge hit. These are the words of the NFL. It was a huge hit, and we were very pleased to have produced that. And then you and WWL were in our host committee booth in the media center, and just how much that has grown since the last time that we hosted Super Bowl is really something that this event really brings that no other event really has, and that media attention and the social media part of it is something that we look forward to when we host the event, and we're very proud of.
Well, we appreciate the accommodation. It was a lot of fun, and you recognize right away that things just are not kind of half baked. I mean, it is the choreographing this whole thing is just huge, and that you could tell there are no shortcuts, right? I mean, it was first class beginning to end.
Well, when the world is at your door, we can't do it halfway. And
right.
That's part of the mentality of the Sports Foundation, the Saints, and the entire host committee, Marcus Brown for our chair from Entergy, and programs that they led up, as well as all of our volunteer ambassadors. Chevron headed up for us. 4,000 volunteers were downtown and at the airport. And that's just a massive project in itself. It's just the volunteer aspect of it. But everything else came off so well. I'm so very proud of our staff here at the Sports Foundation, our committees, 16 committees were led by the business leaders in New Orleans, and then thousands of people who were part of the event. It came off extremely well, and I think everybody bought into the mission and were focused on what can we do to make sure the world knows how special New Orleans is. And we did it, and we're very proud of, very happy of the way it turned out.
Absolutely. Congratulations to all involved again, and congratulations for this most recent announcement. Another great grab for the city of New Orleans, and let the work begin, right? And there are other things
right.
I know that you have on the horizon that you have a target on that you're trying to go out after. It's and good luck with that as well. Jay, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Mardi Gras weekend this weekend, and we'll be talking soon.
Thanks, Newell.
All right, that's Jay Cicero, President and CEO of Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the R&L Carriers, New Orleans Bowl, and host committee of the New Orleans Super Bowl as well. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. We're going to be talking about the push and the pull and the tug of war that's going on with European leaders, the Trump administration over Ukraine. Stay with us.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.